dhamba jam den de de shin je va da jam ba yang da va zo be san je ri va da shab zo de wa ra je va jik den jam ba je vo do ve ga lo jo va la na me va la da me nam je dhamba san je jam den de be ja va cha ja do va la cha za lo che do jal Cheo yodemba jomden de dejen jewa dra jomba yandava zobe zanje riba dan jabzo demba devara jewa jigde jemba jewa duye galo jo lana meva lada menam je demba zanje jomden de bejewa jaja duva la chazalo jodo jazo cheo yodemba jomden de dejen jewa dra jomba yandava zobe zanje Rigwa da jabzo denba devara jeva jigden jemba jeva duye galo jeva lana meva lada minam je denba zanje jemden de veja va jaja duva la jazo chedo jazo jeo gangze gani zo jedan ze zajen dila gomba denbo ne ane jigden dina cho jezun teze geva jela jaza lo namda gunga cho du zuzan ije jazo zirge limbo da dava jigden zumna lame wa gombo jonye jela jaza lo zanjo denbo jime dave jaza zirdo dava jela jaza Tuja jera ziva zuma je nyame jenjen jela ja zalo kumbu tuje che denba tam je jenbe denba vo senam yenden jazin tejen jela ja dave deja java joro geve ngezon ledo jen chikdo ten tam cho jo va shinju che la ja Chane Joye Lamyante Alaba Dala Rabdune Jenge Damba Yendente Kuntin Layangja Zalo Tikwa Chiyang Misha Shinge Wapen Son Soba Rangi Zemne Yonzo Do Dine Sanjen Temba Yen Kama Rabri Mame Dan Juma Siwa Jibu Dan Milang Lodan Jinda Tije Chenam Tidarada Senam Tiye Tamche Sikwa Ye Kumban Tumne Jinji Tratu Te Gata Nadan Chibi Labdrobe Sibi Zolen Drovan Drovarajo Sanje Jeda Zodi Chomnam La Chanju Bardo Tani Jabzo Che Dage Cheche Jibi Sanam Che Drola Benche Sanje Drovarajo Sanje Jeda Zodi Chomnam La Chanju Bardo Tani Jabzo Dāgī jīshē jīvī sānām jī jōlā pēnjī sāngjī jūpārā jō sāngjī jītā dzōjī jōnām lā chāngjū pārdō tāngjī jābzū Dāgī jīshē jīvī sānām jī jōlā pēnjī sāngjī jūpārā jō Kāngi dōngdāng dēngjōng dā ūmī lām dō dēngjī wā sōng jō tsōng bā mē bā yī sāng jēng tēng lā chā zē lō Oya dā Oya dā ngā dō tīrīng tīnī yāng Yā jēng jū kī tī wā dā kā rī yīng Oya dā tīnī yīng bā O Karin Gota Lam Dindi Chini Dini Oya Kanshi Korte Da Lam Zon Nang Las Ya Lam Zon Nang Ki Lung Ji Yitang Kanshi Korte Che Nam Tam Che Ki Yudhe Nam Yang Luwa Me Tong Ne Mikbi Teso Kanyin Kin Chi Jikpa Tini Sangjian Jebi Lam La Shuk Sita Sangjian Jebi Lam La Shuk lan sangjian jebi lam jawa jebi lam sura lam zo gola yore pena khasa khanda sipi de la ma cha thanjo the cha ji zem bai jawa jebi lam la yi dem bi kan den the da thang we ni ji ne si di jawa khanda sipi de la ma cha jing si di nge jung che thanjo the cha ji zem bai yi si di chang chang sim che Jawa jebi lamla yit tembi siya gittini Jawa yangtakpi tawa O yangtakpi tawa tila ta jawa jebi lam siwore A yangtakpi tawa Tekwana nyi tawa tila
here. We are starting again from this ninth chapter of the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. To begin with, I'll quote from the Three Principles of the Path by Jelama Tsongkhapa. So there is a verse that says that whoever is able to see that all of samsara and nirvana, cause and effect is infallible, and has destroyed all sort of objects, which here is referring to objects of grasping at true existence, that person has entered into this path which is pleasing to the victors or pleasing to the Buddhas. So there's also, again, the kind of introductory verse where one describes first renunciation, one who sees the defects of samsara and who makes effort at making this life meaningful, referring to bodhicitta, and relies on this path which is pleasing to the Buddhas, should listen with a clear mind. So again, that that introductory verse is referring to these three principles of the path, and in particular, the right view, the correct view, is referred to as this path which is pleasing to the victors or pleasing to the Buddhas. So here, in particular, in terms of this first verse that I quoted from the three principal aspects, which is referring to the importance of understanding the way that things are, coming to an understanding of the right of view. And as the first line says, whoever is able to see that for all of samsara and nirvana, cause and effect is infallible. So we can talk about all phenomena can be placed into these two categories. So all of samsara is that which is under the control of our karma and afflictions. So of the four noble truths, this is referring to the first of those, the truth of suffering and the truth of the origin of suffering. So those stages by which we enter into samsara, that is, that cause and effect is infallible. And similarly, in terms of nirvana, in terms of the kind of object on which we train our mind and thereby are able to be free of a karma and afflictions, that kind of causal process of reversing samsara, so achieving nirvana, the sort of two truths of the path and the cessation and the truth of the path, which is the kind of side of liberation or the side of purification. So for all of samsara and nirvana, cause and effect is infallible. Someone who comes to an understanding of this and a strong certainty in the fact that cause and effect is infallible, but yet is still able to then, as the next line says, destroy or eliminate all of the objects of grasping at true existence. So conventionally speaking, we can talk about cause and effect, and that process is infallible. But when it comes to ultimately, for this practitioner, ultimately, they've gotten rid of all objects of grasping at some kind of true existence, and thereby, as the verse continues, have entered into the path which is pleasing to the victors, or pleasing to the Buddhas, in terms of generating this kind of right view. If someone is unable to hold the infallibility of cause and effect, with ultimately not having true existence or some kind of inherent nature, then they fall into a nihilistic kind of path. So ultimately, there is no sort of object of this grasping at true existence, but when we're speaking conventionally, cause and effect, both for samsara and nirvana, is infallible. So here, this is the kind of way in which we go about generating the correct view. And here, what we are doing in this this ninth chapter is investigating the nature of phenomena, trying to come to an understanding of their reality, their nature, through this process of investigation in order to generate such a right view.
Oh yeah, that was a thing. That tell him by Niba Tosopa Miteba Bangba, like Dira.
Dira.
Oh yeah, the Karasuras, Kasanganzo, any Miteba Bangba in the Kashe, you are. Oh yeah, Kunzop to Majuba Bangba, CS or Drought in the Anni, that in the Marchani. Rangshin ji mena tanya duya chubki maare siye de khasan kunzup duya mewa cha chukre siye de la zeba de la zeba pang charwa zeba pang si di len jab chare ye sore. Da nipa yang koki rangshin ji mena dini chosa dipchang chiye pe na rangshin ji mena 아니 산젠 라 산젠 더 쳐다 군딘 라 쳐봐 시에디 저 용신기 말에서 간이스나 쳐담자 랑신기면은 랑신기면은 산젠 더 쳐다 군딘 용시에 요 말에 띠면은 대달라 띠비 초소에 시에지 용기 요 말에스 어 딘데스 쳔이 아 다 랑신기면은 초사 초사 미대바 빵바 랑신지 어디래 다 랑신지면은 자와 쳬발라 소바 선남 중과 쳬바다 갈로스나 콜라 아니 랑신지 지당니 랑신지면은 아니 선남 상제를 쳬발라 때네 상제 랑신지면은 상제를 쳬발라 때네 랑지라 선남 칸데스 중기레스 어딘데 추 당에 마와남지 디스지요로 녀 마와남지 상제다 쳬다 근디 아 디조 랑신지 마춤나 덴바르 마춤나 pena chawa chenggengi kansa pena jamzho dhoji chosa dhibjan chenggengi jabsu dhosi yu kuncho sum jabsu dhonggengi kansa rani tela jabsu dhoyi sem jamzho nge dhizho denpar matruba ina ani tela tene chosa ba siyeji yonggi maresi ta kurangzu tatub dhirwa o di ta jabsu dhosi yu sangjian da che gundin jabsu dhonggengi kansa rani jabsu dhoyi sem sum de rangshinji mena ta tela tene jabsu dhowa la tene ani senam jabsu dhonggengi kansa tela senam kandrisi chungi re chungi ma re di ga dhogi du sena ta tila o di sige di ta thokpa de di re di zoba sena mi du tsu tiwa sena mi du o di re ta di la len de ani cikang di o ni yung duwa o di cha
So here we're picking up in the text, and this would be beginning with verse 9. And here we've arrived at a number of different debates that kind of concern. So someone might think that, well, if there is no inherent nature or real true existence, then here the debate is about, then one isn't able to accumulate virtue, accumulate merit. So we had gone through before someone thinking that, well, if there is no inherent existence, if there is no real true existence, then even conventionally, phenomena would not be established. So we already went through that kind of argument, responding to that sort of qualm that someone has. And now, again, this is someone who would be considered like a realist or a proponent of real true things, where they think that if there isn't some kind of inherent nature, inherent existence, then these things would not be tenable, like, say, accumulating merit from doing positive actions, like making offerings to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha, or going for refuge. They think that you wouldn't be able to accumulate merit if there wasn't some kind of inherent nature. So if they aren't truly existent, then how could you possibly get such merit? So that's the kind of qualm or question that arises for this person. Because again, for a realist or a proponent of kind of true existence, they think that the person who is going for refuge, those objects of refuge, and that mind of refuge itself are truly, really existent. They're inherently existent. And if they weren't inherently existent, then there would be no way that you could accumulate merit through that process. So the kind of qualm that arises here is they say, well, if there is no inherent existence, then isn't there a contradiction with the explanation that merit arises from making offerings to the Buddhas and so forth?
Oh yeah, that digi len todo de karesina ani rangshinji mena yangs ani sanjen da cheda gundin la sobi ani cheba chisi yu dizo rāngshīngi mēnā yāng, tā chēpa chīsī yū, chēpa chēnggēngi kāngsā, tēlā chēpa dēbī sēm, chēpa bū dēbī sēm, o tā dīzō kāng tā jā rāngshīngi mēnā yāng, tēlā tēnē, chēpa pūwa lā tēnē, bū yū sāngjēn lā, chēpa chīsī yū sāngjēn lā tēnē, anī rāng lā, būngē rāngī lā, būngē kāngsā rāngī lā, anī tē būndēgi sēm dāng, tē pūwī chāwā, o būndēgi kīnglōngi sēm dāng, pūwī chāwā, o dizo la tene senam jungi res senam jungwa de ani kheran disum ga dendup khe lengyang gi khoran to dendup khe lemba yin jang demba thumna senam thop gi re sigi yora demba ma thumna senam thop gi mare sigi yora ngye ma wanam gi kheran to demba thuba ani sanjen dang o cheba chisi yu da cheba chenggen gi khansa o digi cheba cheba debi kinlong ani digi chawa 어 디조 장마 덴바 추발라 덴바 추바 케 렘발라 아니 팬에 가제 중화 강 여바 낭시 덴바 우마 탄주의 춥다 아 디조 장마 최바 치시 유 챙겐기 강사 차와 균롱 디조 장마 랑신지 마주바 케 랑나 랭겐기 우마 탄주발라야 체랑졸라 여바 낭신기 쓰남데 우마 탄주비 룰라야 랑자 직바 직장 레기레스 템바 투발라 스나남 여바 템바 퉁겐기 케 스나남 여바 케 렘바 나시 스나남 여바 나시 템바 마투바 랑신지 마투바 케 렝겐기 아 우마발라 테 나시 요레스 오디스 고르다 어 딘데 인자 주디 자레 스나남 니 치당에 라치신 아 다 그랬으나 어 하나 오 디 식제디기 디레스다
So here, then again, for someone, they would think that, well, for a realist, someone who asserts some kind of true real existence, that this wouldn't be possible for us to accumulate merit from making offerings to the Buddha and so forth if they were lacking such inherent existence. But that kind of view, the Madhyamaka proponent of the middle way will reply, well, just in the same way that you assert by making an offering to a truly existent Buddha, a person who is truly existent with this mind wishing to offer that is truly existent, just in the same way that you assert that there's merit that comes about from those things that are truly existent, well, we assert that that can occur even without such inherent or true existence. So independent upon a person who has a desire to or a wish to make an offering, even if that object of offering and the person who is offering and their wish to offer are not truly existent, that leads to merit coming about in just the same way that someone who asserts that those things have to be truly existent allow for merit to come about. So here, this is in the first half of verse 9, where the qualm comes about, where it says, through a Buddha who is but illusion, how does merit spring? And the response is in the next line. It says, as if the Buddha were existing truly. So basically, it's we're not debating about the sort of process, but we're debating about the nature of those objects, the one who's making the offering, that desire to offer, and the object of offering itself. Merit comes about even though they are lacking true existence. So that's the first half of verse 9.
Oh yeah, that Kandarja Umabi Karisigores in a duty jale senam ni chidangue lachishins. Oh, Jawa Sanjela sova diso Ranshinji Maduba, Jumadan Tawa Ranshinji Maduba, Jumadan Tawa res, Juma Ranshinji Maduba res, Jumadan Tawa res. Dindegi Ranshinji Madubi, Jumadan Tawa Ranshinji Madubi, Ani Jawala senam chevala. Senam Jawala Cheba Chebala then a Senam Jungwani Ani Chidarangela Ye Chishin City Chidara Dembi Ngobo Demba Tubi Ngobo Kiranzo Demba Tubi Ngobo Ke Lengen Kiranzola Yoba Nangshin Chishin Ani Ke Yongires Chidangela La Chishin Ngobo Demba Tuba Ke Lengengi Kans Tubdala Ani Dindese Senam Yongiresigiwa You send them Yongi Yore Sigi or a D.
Dish
D. Kang Yimbate, Temba Miller.
Just a minute, Katie.
You must double kill and get the Yongi Yore.
Can everybody remember to mute their Zoom, please? Oh, thank you. No, no, no. Yeah, take it in.
Koso.
Yeah,
so I'm going to this one, you mute, sir.
Yeah.
That's okay, that is. Okay, that is. That's not
닭게 가지 잡나 난다매. 거기다 랑게. 알레 카티나. 카티네 상모스.
Oh yeah, Dixon.
Oh yeah.
I unmuted now. Okay. Here again, in verse 9, it says, through a Buddha who is but illusion, how does merit spring? So here, the Madhyamakas are asserting that Buddhas are illusion-like in that they lack inherent existence. But the sort of process is just the same, in the same way as someone who is a proponent of true existence or really truly existing objects, in the way that that person asserts that making offerings to a Buddha brings about merit. So too, the Madhyamaka asserts that merit arises from making offerings to a Buddha, even though that Buddha is illusion-like, is not truly existent, nor is the person making the offering truly or inherently existent, nor is that offering inherently existent. But yet, in the same way, merit arises from that, even though those things lack true existence. So it happens in the same way, but just like how that proponent of true existence would assert that all of those things are truly existent. So for someone who's a Madhyamaka, they assert that this can happen with all of those lacking inherent existence.
Oh yeah, kang dar jang sangjian da che da gundin gunjo la so ba da kang dar jang denpa chuba ke len rung ma len rung senam yonggi yore, ra senam yonggi res ko san denpa chuba kora ngue ma wi da denpa chuba ke len gi yore umabe denpa chuba ke len gi yore kang dar jang ngoye ne zu la kare yina ngoye ne zu la kare yinba de ta tina ani senam yonggi res ke len la cheba kaya yoma res denpa chuba sanje gunjo che da gun sanje da che da gundun gunjo sum denpa ke len ni cha da cheba chena ya senam yonggi re sanje da che da gundun denpa chuba mare sam ni ani cha da cheba chena ya senam yonggi yo re sanje da che da gundun la soba di da denpa chuba re sam ni cha da cheba chena ya ke len zu la senam junwa la ke len la ra leba mare senam junwa de ngoye la ra leba re ngoye la kare yinba de ani ngoye da tumba chik la tene ani senam chungu yo res ngoye la ko rangshin ki matruba yinzang ani tela tene senam chungwa res to ke lembar ta dinde denru ma denru ngopo da tina senam chungwa yin siye de
the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha, by making offerings to those objects, one has merit arise. Merit occurs through making those kinds of offerings. So whether you assert, like the realists, that those are truly existent, the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha are really truly existent, or whether you assert, like the Madhyamakas, that those are actually illusion-like and they lack any kind of inherent or real true existence. Whatever you assert aside, whether you assert like the Madhyamakas or like the realists, the actual situation is that if you make offerings to the Buddhas, to those kinds of objects, then merit arises from that. So whether you're making prostrations and offerings and you're thinking, oh, these are really truly existent, or whether you are thinking like a Madhyamaka, they are not really truly existent. In either case, whatever you assert, the actuality of the situation is that merit arises from making prostrations and offerings and so forth. So whatever you may assert, whatever you think when you're doing that kind of offering, like, oh, this is a truly existent Buddha and these offerings are truly existent, regardless of that, the actual situation is that despite their not having any kind of inherent or true existence, merit arises from the process of making offerings.
Oh, dinde inza kantar jang senam jungiri o di che ta di gi ani senam jungwa mi de ba pang ba sie de re no a kharso ta tan da kantar jang ye da tyum ba sie de ye da tyum ba a tyna senam jungiri re ko a sanje da che da gundi senam mi du sanje la so ba di do ye la tem ba chup son na 티니 세남 중기 말에 신나다 디요 당해라 템바 춤나 세남 중기 말에 어 그 템바 춥소나 텔라 때네 티니 산제다 쳇다 근데 응해라 템바 춥 춥바 인소나 아니 텔라 때네 세남 중시에지 용 용신기 말에 템바 춥나 아니 산제 근조시에지 용신기 말에 최근조시에 용신기 말에 아니 대달라 템비 아니 아 가르스 그래 아 산제다 쳇다 근데 맨나 텔라 템비 세남 시에지 용해 요 말에 오 강달자 응해라 템바 춥이에나 티니 소 아, 선음산이 펜펜도 요마레 다진나시 다 뇌비 내줄로 코 댐바 마랑신지 마추바 인장 디니 대달라 때네 아니 선음 중화 요레스 다 켈 켈레라 쳬바 선음 중화라 켈레 말레라 쳬바 켈 요마레스 오다데 디시고레
So here again, this is abandoning this idea that if there is no inherent existence, then we couldn't have merit arise from making offerings to the Buddha and so forth. But when we look at the actual situation, it is the case that we do have merit arising from making offerings to the Buddhas. And this is actually because they lack inherent existence. They aren't truly existent. So if the actual situation, the reality, were such that the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha were truly existent, then in that case, we couldn't actually get merit from making offerings to them. We wouldn't actually be able to know or to have a Buddha jewel or a Dharma jewel or a Sangha jewel because none of those things could arise from causes and conditions. And so there would be no way if these things were all truly, really, really, truly existent, there'd be no way to derive benefit from making offerings, have merit come about from that. So if the actual situation were like that, if things really had true existence in the way that some think they do, we wouldn't actually have merit come about. It's sort of the opposite of their qualm. But it's because they lack that kind of inherent existence that we can actually derive benefit from making offerings to the Buddha. So regardless of whether someone asserts that those things are truly existent or not, the actual situation is they lack inherent existence, they lack true existence, and regardless of whether you are asserting them to be truly existent or not, merit will derive from that action.
Oh yeah, that kind of thing. When do you get parching? Cups, yeah, did you hear? Teaching shevala temba sunne, ani, kasa. Teaching shevala sovala chatsawa ni sunam ji choji ju yimba ji nyembo yimbe ji is. Oh, the caras or sana teaching shevala sova temba tubi sumbi temba sumi gone, ani capsu drawa the chatsawa dito. Sunam ji choi res, sunam ji cho re, gawa resihore. Temba tuba sumi gone chatsawa the capsu drawa di. 딘데게 셈데 아니 세남게 초레스 아니 가르소르 따 딘데게 세남게 초인잔데니 딘데게 녀보 코이 따네 아 미게로 미게오이 레 미게와라 소바 가시게 녀보 레스 이나양 따 아 이나양 따 세남게 초 이나양 창심게 람라 떼떼 아니 방자레스 덴바 투비 덴바 셴비 꼬네 잡수 조리기 마레스 오다 태과치 밀람 똥 상제와라 디방기요레스 상제와라 아 대신셰바 덴바스미 권에 잡수 조이 로데 아니 방기요레스 덴바 마신비 권에 잡수 조거레스 그 상제와라 지당 세남기 초 이나양 아 상제와라 테 가르소르다 덜기기요 데 방신아 디 덜기기요레 어디
So here, this is also discussed in the context of describing the perfections in the ornament of queer realizations, where it says that someone who holds this idea of true existence and engages in things like prostrations and going for refuge and so forth, this can in some ways act as an antidote to the afflictions, but this can in some way act as an antidote. But for a bodhisattva, this is actually something to be abandoned. So someone who is practicing and holds, say, the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha as being truly existent and engages in things like prostrations and making offerings and going for refuge and so forth, that is something that will bring about benefit. It's going to generate merit. But in actuality, for a bodhisattva or someone who's farther along the path, going for refuge, say, with an idea that the three jewels are truly existent is actually something to be abandoned. That grasping at a kind of true existence is something that one is trying to overcome. Although at a certain point, for those who are still grasping at things as truly existent, making offerings to the Buddha and so forth, that will bring about merit. But later on, it's that perception of true existence is something to be abandoned.
Oh yeah, that kind of thing. Tanda tempa shimbi kone, nganzo namji korsum tempa shimbi kone, ani korsum siti ta gewa dupsi yu dumgengi kansa digi chawa sumde tempa shimbi kone, ani jimba tangwa ta tsutim sumwa tezo jikdenbi chawa resa uma jubala yora sumla sumdu mikba yena jikdende sumla chakwa tong sumla kasa sumla tongde jikdende kasa jimba jinja lembo tongbe tong jikden bayi paro chinje cha sumla chakwa tongde jikden desu korsum korsum la temba tube temba shimbi chakwa de pongwa temba shimbi chakwa la de tenshen de gakbi ani temba meba tabi kone ta nyamlen chingen de ta jikden le debi jimba asu temba meba ngosum du tongwe kone ani ta tsutim jimba o dila jikden bi ani parjin tu jimba tsutim sigo jikden le debi parjin o dizola korsum rangshin ji tabi kone ani jimba tsutim tongwa dila jikden bi jimba ta tsutim sigo o dinde sigi yo o kang tar jang tar tunga dizo rangshin meba tabi kone ani chikigi yo res o da di karsu re dendrup shenbi kone cha cha wa da jimba tang wa di zo ngi ta jing la wa na xin ngon do jian la te xin xie wa la denpa su ne cha cha wa la ani ta kasa senam ji tso ji gyu yin be nyenpo yi me ji si di senam ki tso yang re ani nyenpo ya yi me ji si di pe na nga jia ki nyenpo ya do ki re jimba tang wa yina sen ni nyenpo ya do ki re yina yang ani namba tam je du ma yin be pang ani thor wa cha wa re namba tam je du ma yin be si di sāng jewa la korsum rāngshīn ji tāwī kōne chā chā wā tāng jimbā tāng wā tā tī zō yī na āni tī thor jā rē, thek jēng kī lām lā tēne thor jā rē, tī thor kō rē sō tī sō tā, o tī tī wā chī
So, here again, this quoting from the ornament for clear realization. So the holding to when one is accumulating merit, holding to the three spheres. So again, we talk about these three spheres, which is, say, in the case of generosity, somebody, the person who is making a donation or being generous, their object of the recipient of that, the act of generosity itself, if one is holding to those as being truly existent, then those are still actually sort of worldly practices. So again, as it says in the ornament for clear realizations, although these can sort of act as the accumulation of merit, and they can certainly act as, say, the antidote to pride or other things, they are something that is to be abandoned when one is trying to attain Buddhahood. And this is also described in Chandrakirti's entry to the Middle Way, where he is describing what makes something a perfection or a transcendent sort of practice. So someone who engages in generosity, understanding that the three spheres, the recipient, the act of generosity, and the giver are all lacking true existence, then that is referred to as transcendent generosity. That is beyond the worldly, because that is something that is going toward that cause of Buddhahood. So while someone who is still apprehending those three as as truly existent is going to generate merit, that isn't referred to as the perfection of generosity, or that isn't considered to be transcendent generosity, because one is engaged in that practice still actively grasping at things as having some sort of true existence. So although someone with that kind of view will still accumulate merit, and again, that kind of practice can act as an antidote to certain particular afflictions in some contexts, it is something, as again it says in the Ornament for Clear Realization, that is to be cast aside or abandoned for the state of omniscience. So for Buddhahood, one needs to eliminate that grasping, that apprehension of the three spheres as being truly existent in order to gain that state.
Oh yeah, that di jela ningzam jowa mideba, that rangshin ji chumna. Oh, that Tata Pungbo la Sobida, Mobo Nam Ranshinji Chubna, Tini, Ningzam Joa, Mitepa, Lati, Jewa Limba, Mitepa, Lord, Jewa Limba, Mitepa, Pangbas. Oya, Tati Karisigoresana, Kade Simjan Yudana, Shinechita, Jeshenas, Ta Simjan Jumanashi, Anni, Ta Umabe Chetamja Jumanashi, Sura Chetamja Jumanashi, Anni Mitemba, Ranshinji Meba, Chetamja Ranshinji Tongba, Jumanashi. Oh, this you. That Dila Anime Mavanamji, Kade Simjan Yudana, Sim Anni Simjanam, Anni Ranshinji Matuba, Jumada Jawaina, Ranshinji Tongba, Jumada Jawaina, Anni Simjan Dizo Shine, Anni Jewa Kandes, Ningzam Kandes, Jorgires, Ningzam Jewa Jemala, Namshi Tam Kandes, Jorgires, Shine Chidar Jeshena, Tedine Chipene. Jewa jema de kandisi jigiri shenas o di tiwa dere.
So here, then turning to the next kind of qualm that someone has. So they have this idea that if there is no sort of inherent existence, then how can beings take rebirth? How can there be a kind of continuity of the self and the aggregates if there is no inherent existence? And so, it comes in the second half of verse 9, raising this qualm where the realist says, but you ask, if beings are like illusions, how, when dying, can they take rebirth? So for this realist, they would think that, well, if there is no kind of inherent existence, then how is it possible for there to be a connection with a future life? How can we talk about the kind of continuity of a being or a being connecting to a future rebirth if there is no inherent existence?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that digi lela. Oh, Tama Jewa de Lona Dre, Kade Simjan, Deme, Juma da Dana, Simjan Tamje, Ranshinji Meba, Tembra Meba, Juma da Dana, Anni, Jumi Simjan, Signe, Lar Mijuma Taras, Jumi Simjan, Signe, Lar Mijuma Taras City, Bena, Juma Tengen, Digi Lambo Chetaoji, Tru, Tambo Tru di Zambata, Anni Trushi, Sing Inare, Redo Inare, Zedilla, Nga Doji, Nga Inare, Menda, Nga Kante Inaya. Tamje Juma Nanshin Yina, Dinashin Chagiri, and Ningzam Jawa, Jawa Lemba Yongi Mares, Juma de Jin Chevi Jela Yanko Yangjo, Namshi Tamje, Jumi Lambo Yangjo, Tamje, Sia Yomara Juma, Karsur, Nakzegi, Nuba de Zuma, Mewa Se Yondi, and Langbochi Naya, Tata Langbochi Nayagi, Nuba de Mewa Seji, Tezo Nangi Mara, Tin Tennis, only Juma Tamchera. That Dinangshin, any Simjatamja, Juma Dawa Yina, any Dinangshin Chagi Marwesina, dipe chilu de namba tam chedu gyuma nangshin che tam che namba tam chedu drawa gyuma da drawa res giyo ma res denpa meba gyuma da drawa res giyo ma do ani gyuma gi nyingzam jar ma cha tang gyun yeme tang dinte ki gyuma da drama pe la ke giyo ma res che tam che gyuma res di che tam che nangwa tar ma dhuba gyuma nangshin res giyo ma do gyun yeme tang ta karasu gore o dinte ki chane gyuma pe la keba ma res o disi gore gare sa gyuma shingne lar mi chungwa ta semchen shingne chita che she na gyuma ta semchen namba tam che tu trawa ke malang chi isi o ta disi gore namba tam che tu cho kang chi tene chikpa chikchang res ki yo ma res dinte yin zang tenpa tu tenpa ra ma tu ba trawa ke lang ba tenpa ra ma tu ba che tam che tang gyuma ni ka tenpa ma tu ba chikpa yin ba dawa khe la, pe la ke pa res. Te tsam la jen de chung na, te tsam chik la, ani dindre se jen de chuk iyo na, namba tam che tu dra ge iyo na, ani cherang ki jang as pa, ani cherang ki jang as, nge ma wa cherang ki yang la, nge ma wa cherang ki yang, milam da gyuma zimba khe lang be as, milam da gyuma siye de, nge ma wa cherang zi yang, ani zimba khe lengi do as, ani dindre yin zang, tru shi te tar nang na as, pe na, nge mawa cherangi gyumagi gyumagi trusi de talang du nangwa khe lang lengi yora ani kap teti talang du nang di zamba tindegi trusi de pungu ma nangwa junzen karere ani temba meba chikbarwa temba meba la temba mengenji talang du nang na temba mengenji gyuma talang du nang di gyuma la na trusi de trusi nangwa de rwa nangwa de talang du nang yong di tini tetawa de temba meba talang du nang yegi nyuba yena pungu nang yegi nyuba meba karichani ani chikpa chikjan res odi temba meshin du talang nang yena temba meshin du pungu ya nang chogirwa di manawi junzen karires oda pa teta nang na pungu ya chita minang shime na chungso odi lo
So here then to read the commentary, to look at the commentary to this qualm that they have. So again, the person who's like a realist is thinking again that if beings are like illusions, if sentient beings are not truly existent like illusions, then this illusion-like being, having been destroyed, how could they possibly come back again? So a sentient being, having died, how could they be born again? And so here, the sort of response to this is that, well, we accept that in certain ways, sentient beings are like illusions, but we're not saying that in every single way they are like illusions, but rather this is an example to illustrate how they are not truly existent. Get at the heart of this, you could have, like, say there's a magician who has conjured up some kind of illusory elephant or horse on the basis of some kind of, like, I don't know that we have this exactly in the West, but like on a stick or a cloth, and they're saying some kind of a mantra, and that causes there to be this appearance of an illusory elephant, for example. Well, when you take away that condition, it's like the continuity of that illusion is just cut. There's no more illusory elephant. And so for someone that's looking at the Madhyamaka is saying, well, sentient beings are illusory-like. They're thinking like, oh, well, in all ways, you have to use this example of the illusion. So just like how an illusion, when, say, the mantra's power has worn off, is no longer there, and it's just completely cut, then sentient beings would have to be exactly like that. There's no way that we could talk about that illusory elephant taking rebirth or going to another existence. We wouldn't speak like that. Well, here, it's not that we accept that sentient beings are illusions and in every way like that example, but rather in terms of their true existence, this is what is accepted. If it were the case that we were trying to say, like, that were the problem, so again, it's not that phenomena are like illusions in every single way, but rather in the way that illusions appear in one way but exist in another, sentient beings are asserted to be illusory like. But if you're going to take that as fault, then you, and again, this is referring to the realist, you as well assert that dreams and illusions are are false, like that basis of illusion or the basis of that emanating. And so... if that thing appears, so like the kind of question that they are bringing up here is sort of like saying, so we both accept that dreams and illusions are false, or they are not truly existent. And so if you're trying to then take that and use this fault to say that, well, you're saying sentient beings are illusory, so we're going to liken that in all ways, then it would be like saying, well, if that illusion appears, then why doesn't it appear as a donkey? Like, so if you have an illusion, someone has conjured up like a horse or an elephant or something, and you're looking at that and you're saying, well, why isn't this a donkey? That's sort of like the question that is being posed here, or the kind of comparison that they are trying to make in terms of the claims that are being made by these realists.
Oh yeah, that digi land that did it. Ta karsa simje juma da tana shine chida jewa lens yede. Oh that kantis shine chitewa kantis lengires na ani di lenla ani jen tsona simje jewa len yede jen tsona jewa lengires oh this uta chisi jenam tsok juba tesi juma jungwa ju juma ang jungwa juru city ah. Simjenam koala jevi jen tsangna jen da marikbada dujeda namshe se tende yala chungi nangi gyutukde gyutuk da debutuk yorwa marikbada duje namshe sepa lemba sipa seyagi gyutukde jen tukde tsangsona ani tela tene ani jewa jema nyingzam jorgires kaza chisi jenam tsokyuba tesit Jumang Jungwa Jurus, Jumayang Jian Tsona Jungi Yorwas, Jian Tsona Simjian Dizu Jewa, Simjian Jewa Kaso, Ningzam Jowa, Jungwa Masse, Juma Sia Tiang, Jian Tsona Jungi, Jian Matsona, Jumayang Yongi Yomares, all this Uta, Karsa Tena Zimbalayang, Chisi, Zimbalayang, Zimba Jumalayang, Pena Jumi Dalang Nangwala, Jenjik Tsokore Mato, Jen Mato, Jumi Tata Langbo Chesiedian, Tonya Yomares, or Tena Zimbalayan Chisi Jenam Tsoba Juna, and it Tesitu, Jumang Jumwa Juice, Jen Tsobi Ringdela, Juma Jungire, Jen de Matona, Juma de Gardogre, Tenashin, Ningzam Jorwa, Jewa Lemba Siedian, Jujen Tsobi, Pena Midojila Jewa Lena, Mijewa Legi, Jujen the Tona, Mid Jungire, Tsobi Ringdela, Jude Jungire. 간잠제된 규제인데 맞춰봐 맞춰비 뒤지 중화이나 규제인 바 레레레레 센 되네 미디앙 미스 미께와 대한 아니 중기 말레스 어디 나 신천 대세도 주망 중화 주 주와 신 다 마릭 발라 소비 겐 총나 아니 심젠자 닝잠 좋아 이노스 어디 소
So then the response to this second half of verse 9, where it says, but you ask, if beings are like illusions, how, when dying, can they take rebirth? So here the response then comes in verse 10, and this says, as long as the conditions are assembled, illusions likewise will persist and manifest. So here, in the same way that illusions, so long as they have all of the kinds of necessary conditions assembled, will persist, will manifest, will be there, so too for sentient beings, they will continue so long as the conditions are assembled. And here, this is referring to the 12 links of dependent origination, in particular, those six that are causal links. so ignorance, karmic formations, craving, grasping, and so forth, so long as those are present, then that long will sentient beings continue to take rebirth, just the same way that an illusion will persist so long as the causes are assembled. So if you have all of the conditions assembled for an illusion, then that is going to persist. You're going to have your illusory horse or elephant or whatever, in the same way that sentient beings, so long as they have the proper kinds of conditions, they will continue to take rebirth. So in the commentary, it says, so therefore, for things that are false as well, so long as the causes, or sorry, the conditions are assembled, then so long you'll have like an illusion arise. And so for sentient beings, so long as ignorance and so forth are assembled, then so long will they take rebirth, will they continue to take a new birth?
Oh yeah, dig it, that comes up, yeah. 剑从那我不看这句音那样剑从那中国人写的了但剑马从那中国马的是剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的剑从那中国的 계기래 중기래 다양 미저오지 시와이 시와이나야 마음바나 다 마음바 시고래 밀라제네 밀라제네 제왈레네 다 시와 태양 마음바나 다 로자 자주 굽주 자이 제라 시와 태양 아 제 마초네 아니 각바래 제 세네 시와 태양 제를 때 락래바 인정 아 각바 시와다 각바니 다 각바도와 미제네 각바데 시위 티제들라 미데 각적이로와 어디 아 각바 태양 아니 진지 진지를 때네 아니 중화레스 진데 카레스나 아니 규데 카레레스나 당간주 카레인고 빼나 마르메 다오이나 마르메기 마르메 시위 마르메 각비 규데 아니 랑기 뒤 니바 마창네 눔세네 겐 마창네 각바 차고래 어 눔세바데 마메 시위 규레 겐 마창와데 마르메기 규 눔저지 바레기 규디조 다나신 간족이 미 깨워져이나 달로 제주 굽주 자이 제라 시에 시와 태양 겐진 마창네 튕겐진 마창네 아니 시와로와 각바 치와 깨워다 치와 니가 예 겐직다 때네 겐 마창네 시와 가 시와 당 겐 창나 깨워 어디래다 에 시와 때 겐 마창와 카레스나 변나 수비 류지 겐 차신 마창와 다 마창와라디 뉴바다 왕보다 아 최다 다 중화시 중화시 어디서 니바만 충으로 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 전에 강잠지지니 아니 마당네 다 마창네 규진도 좀 마창네 아니 만조 체디기 미 리스에 대해 식적이어라 겐 창나 다른 내 되기를 배 겐 창나 로동다 망보 내 되기를 셈라요 말했더니 어코 깨워시에 대해 깨워시에 대해 겐 창나 용기 요한 겐 창나 배 겐 창대에나 시워시에 대해 용기 말해 제기 제인도 창대에나 되니 배 가르서 다둥 무티니 대에나 되니 로 동자다 사야 만조 로 자이 제라 대 마두비에데 제인지 마창네 아니 시도교라 오 이딘데 인상 강다장 간제지이나 제 창나 중기래 제 마창나 각도기래서 어디서 marme marme pe jasa marme de che ma chang ne ka par wa ko num so ne num de ma chang ne ma chang ne ga re num de chang na ji ring bo de gi ro wa che o mu ti ne che gi ro wa o de so ta khang dar ja o rang che rang xin ji me na yang che wa len ba si de che chang na che wa len gi re che ma chang na si to gi re so o de so che wa da chi wa si re
So here, as it says in this verse, as long as the conditions are assembled. So when we have something like the generation, the birth of something, or the stopping, the death of something, all of this is dependent upon causes and conditions, whether it's a person or whatever other sort of object we could have. Like take the death of a person. The person dies because of like a lack of the conditions for life, a lack of the causes to continue living, that their karma has expired or whatever it may be. But even something like death, the sort of disintegration or the stopping of something is dependent upon causes and conditions. So you could take like the example of a lamp. Well, why does a lamp, why does that flame die? Well, the flame dies because it's lacking the necessary oil to keep it burning. It ran out of that particular kind of cause that leads to its being a burning lamp. And so this, again, when we look at, say, like the person, when it comes to a person's death, that comes about because of causes and conditions. Again, it's not something that happens causelessly. Like, say, we are lacking some kind of physical condition. We're lacking some sort of internal element that brings about our death. And so birth, too, depends upon all of those causes being present, in the case of taking a rebirth, something like having ignorance, and so forth. And so the reason that, say, we don't just remain living for thousands of years is because those causes and conditions lead to death. We have the things that cause us to, like, our body breaks down from certain causes and conditions, say, when we're, like, around 100 years, if we're lucky. And so even in the case of something stopping or ceasing, if that is dependent upon causes and conditions, the arising of something as well as its ending is dependent upon causes and conditions.
Oh yeah, that in the yin din yang tela ngemawanam ji mitsung de es da jian chang ma zang gyuma dang ani simjian ni chung ma re gyuma ani mitsung de simjian thong ma me ban ne jin ring wi kha sa jin ring zam ji chi da na simjian den ba yo ba yin jin ring wa zam ji gyun zen kang ji simjian kho zo ge simjian den ba yo re simjian den ba re gyuma zin ba re kha yin sin na simjian ne thong ma me ban ne yo wa yin za jin ring wa re Juma de Aniko, Kaptu Kaptu La Juma Yinza, Gin Miring Wanza, Juma Zimbares. Oh, Dinde Yinza Chitar Anni Gin Ring Watsam Chitar Simjan Temba, Junzen, Gin Ring with Junzen, Simjan Karchen de Temba Yores, Yaji, what did it? Mizunde, Simjan Toma Meban, Gin Ring with Chiro Shena, Sangyama Namji. Oh, that Dilang Umaba Namji, Gin Ring Watsamji, say Junzen. 균전 진링 왔잠지 아니 가르쳐니 지달나 가르쳐니 심전 댐바 여봐 인라 유마 진통에 준비 제바 딘데스 제바 미대바 타스 제바 제 미릭 받아 대다나 개시 진링 동기 왕기 댐바 여바다 메바 체셔나 아니 규체랑기 준바 켈림비 유마라양 유마 가식 댐바레 유마 가식 준바레스 랍고기레스 가레스는 유마라양 Ringdung Mambo Yora, Jumagashe, Chutinese, Sumze, Jumagashe, Kamakashe, Leo Marawa, or Dinjas Cheni, and Juman Lola, Jin Ringdung Yoa, and Jumajin Ringwa Dizzo, and Zimba Maimba Chato, Temba Chuba Chato, yes, or this one. Tetana Jumadan, Milam Soja, Jin Ringdung Yebe, Denzingi Chaba, Kelang, Gaby Chiris, Juman Lola, Jumaimba Chigba Yina, Chick Temba Chuba, Chick Zimbares. Ke lengua chai kais na juma gashe jin ringwa yores chuzi shi nga yunga na gashe kama jing yunga jin tungwa yores o milam du masay ani milam du yang ani gashe la kawa temba tang shak jik temba so yewe jing milam gashe la pe lo mangpo stro tenge milam la mi degirwa mize kanza ni milam gashe yang nima chiki milam tangge yandinde tiringi milam tiyama nima chiki milam milam gashe la o ta lo mangpo shio nga sacha tila deying samsang o milam la yang tizu ringdung shio yores tizu ringa de temba tuba che tizu tunga de temba matuba zumba o dinde se cheba ke lengua cha tagire gyogire espa land dire
So here, then the realist, though, tries to protest to this, that the Madhyamaka has asserted. So again, in the first half of verse 10, it says, as long as the conditions are assembled, illusions likewise will persist and manifest. And then it continues by saying, why, through simply being more protracted, should sentient beings be regarded as more real? So the realist then tries to protest to this idea that even being illusory-like, a sentient being, though illusory-like, will persist as long as its conditions do. But they say, well, you know what, it's not the same, because an illusion is something that lasts for a very short period of time. You can have an illusion that just comes about and goes away. But sentient beings have been taking rebirth or have this continuity since beginningless time. So those two things aren't the same. There's a great difference in terms of their duration. But the response to this is that it's not logical to distinguish between things being true and false just simply based upon their duration. So it's not like we can just say, well, sentient beings are truly existent because they've lasted a long time, whereas illusions are false because they only last a short time. That's not something that is logical to say. It's not logical to distinguish between something that is true just because it lasts a long time and something false being false because it's only of short duration. So we can take like illusions. There are illusions that last maybe for just a couple of hours, but again, illusions could be such that they could persist for a very long time so long as the conditions are assembled. So it's not, where would you draw the line and say, well, this is illusory if it's shorter than this and it's truly existent if it's longer than this? Or you could take the example of like a dream. Sometimes when we have a dream, it might just feel like the duration of a night. But some dreams will feel like we are living a whole lifetime within that one dream. Does that make the longer seeming dream true and that shorter one not true? That doesn't make sense to make that sort of distinction. And so here, the response by the Madhyamaka to this realist protesting against this is that it doesn't make logical sense to distinguish between true and false merely on the length of something. So why should we say that sentient beings are more real because they last for a longer time and illusions are not because they last for a shorter time? That's not a logical way to distinguish.
Oh yeah, that comes that jewelim. Rangshin ji mena ya jewa lenpa gyujin chang na jewa lenpa yore gyujin chang na jewa lenki re so di jewa ningzam mi joba miteba ningzam joba miteba pangba la ta di je la yang rangshin ji mena gedi gin nam ye miteba ani dikba khare yin da jewa khare yin nam ye yewa je ma she ba do o di gedi gi yewa me ba ta do gi re cha do gi re sina ani di cha gi ma re so di la ba de la gedigin namye mideba pangba so. Da rangshin meba gyuma danta na semjen seba sokla dikba junwa sheba dan galo shena as. Rangshin meba gyuma danta na ani che tamja rangshin ji meba che tamja gyuma danta na ani semjen dizo yang gyuma danta wa res. Rangshin ji meba gyuma danta wa semjen changma gyuma danta wa ina ani semjen dizo rangshin ji meba gyuma danta wa ina ani semjen sena dikba yo ma re res. And Juma Sebala Digba Yo Marawas, or this year, that cozy. Juma Se, Jumita Sebala, Jumita Sebala Tasebi, never Yo Marawa. Oh, Dinashi, Jumi Miseba, Milam La Miss and Missebi, never Yo Marawa. Oh, Dinashi, Chetam de Milam Tabuina, Annie Simjen de Temba Meba. Simjian namja temba meba milam tabu yina ani simjian san na digba yo marwe so o dila tsu tseba tseba tela digi lian de kare re es na ani o ta tiwa de diche ani diche.
So here, then that is the response to this idea that there can't be a rebirth without some kind of inherent existence. We can have a birth so long as the causes and conditions are assembled. There will be birth, even without there being some kind of inherent existence. And now the next point of contention is abandoning the idea that it's not tenable to separate or distinguish between a virtue and non-virtue if there is no inherent existence. So again, this kind of opponent, someone who is a proponent of true existence would say, well, if things are illusory-like, lacking some kind of inherent existence, then doesn't that contradict the explanation that if you kill a sentient being, you're going to accrue non-virtue. For them, they think that, well, if it is the case that you're saying sentient beings lack true existence, they're illusion-like, then in the same way that, say, if you were to kill an illusory horse, there's no non-virtue that arises from that. It's an illusion. You can't really kill an illusory horse. Or say if you were within the context of a dream, to dream that you killed a person, you don't accumulate non-virtuous karma from that. And so they think, well, if beings are illusion-like, then it doesn't make sense to distinguish at all between virtue and non-virtue. That's the kind of question that they're posing.
Oh yeah, that dig kare suwana, that gyumi jibu seso la seme china dig mete la. That gyumi jibu seba tam, milam gi nandu milam gi mide. Milam, that nigi nandu milam gi mide seba, milam gi mi seba tam. Milam nala mi seba tam, gyumi jibu seba tizo la, semechina dig me de sidi dig me la de digba ngi shi de nganzo sebi kabla ni sebi kabla mi seba ina ta digba ngi shi de yorwa ni sebi kabla ani mi seba ina digba ngi shi yor ta ngi shi la ye digba ngone mi sebi digba ta chatsang zogba re le mi sebi le sa ba re ta le sa sa siye de ni se ne ani mi la Miseba ina ta digba ngi shi de yor le de zogba re. Milam gi kapsu miseba ina ya digba ngi shi de yo ma re. Ngi shi yo ma re sidi misebi le zogba che yo ma re. Le zo yo ma re. Ina ya digba nyeba ji yo re sina milam la ya nyeba ji ta yo re de. Ina ya misebi nyeba ngi shi de yo ma re. Digba me la ya de digba ngi shi de yo ma re. Lega zogbi digba ji yora, lega zogbar chebi digba de yomare. Miseba nangshin, nganzo sebi kabla, ni sebi kabla miseba nangshin ki digba de. Misebi digba nangshin ji, nigi nangla sebi digba, miseba de la yomare, ngeshi de. Ngeshi la de, ta ngeshi tumna digba chesho de rwa. Ina yang, digba nyungyung chungchung ji yore, ta nyeba rao ji, nigi jila. Pena, Gyumita de sesem ji gyune lang de oh gyumita de tangwenen du dushene pagin de tangwenen ji du samne dushene sesem ji gyune lang de seba ina digba ngishi da yo mare ko ta maro wa simje seba maro wa ina yang ko kilong ko sesem yin zang digi joyi digba ji yo re es ina yang digba de ki gyumita de seba ina yang ta sebi digba ngishi lega zogba che yo mare, ta seba mare, ta seba mare, ta sebi digba yo mare de, digba ji, nyeba ji yo re se na yo re, kani se na kola sego sambi sem de gulong de mare, mige warwa, o din zang, o ta din re se chani, gyumi jebu se so la, sesem me je dig me de, ta sesem karuro, ta dila ta sesem me bala, ta Kashela yang sesim yang cawra, jumi tade tangwene la dusyene. Oh, ta, tiba ngisi yo mares. Ta jumi sim dan demba la senam tani tiba jungs. Ta kang tar jang, jumi sim dan demba la senam tan tiba niga yonggi yo res. Ta dimra dewa delo na, jumi jewu seba sokla yang mir dusyede sendeji tsenni ba o, teta mir dusyede la di, Gyumi, ngone chana ta gyumi mi re de, ina yang ko mi ngone du du shi ene, ani se ko samne, se sende ki, kinlong sende ki, tsen nimba so chana, joi dikba yes ya dire, joi kapsu dikba yores. Ta ina yang, ngay shi pake, gyuma inza, tsen rao ji, menda rao ji, shiwa ina yang, ko mi ngone marwa, ta mi ngone sebi dikba da yo mares, ngay shi de yo mare, ko mi sebi lega zokba che marwa. Sokchegi ngishi digba me de tela sem mewi chiro, seme china sindi pagi dila sok yo marwa, gyumi mi de mi mone marwa dila sok yo marwa, ko nangwa tsamre mato, gyumi mi la mi sem mewa inzang, mi sebi digba ngishi yo marwa, es o dire ta.
Here, then, to read the commentary, to look at this. In verse 11, it says, If one kills or harms the magical illusion of a man, there is no mind in such a thing, and therefore there is no sin. But beings do indeed have mirage-like minds, so a sin and marriage will in consequence arise. So here, if we say when we kill an actual sentient being, if we identify that sentient being, we have this desire to kill them and we carry that out, then we accumulate the actual full karmic action from carrying out that deed. But say you see, like, in a dream, you kill somebody. So although you may have had that desire to kill, you don't carry out the actual action. The action itself is not sort of fulfilled. You don't complete that karmic action because you don't have an actual living being whose life was taken in order to complete that action of killing. So you could still say that there is sort of a fault in this. Like, say if you are looking at an illusory horse and you don't know that it's an illusory horse, you think it's a real horse and you have this thought, this desire to kill it, although you don't complete that karma because there isn't a real or a sentient being there whose life was actually lost, but you have accumulated the sort of preparatory or the initial karma of wishing to kill another being. So there's some sort of fault there, but it's not the full accumulation of a non-virtue because you don't actually take the life of another being. Even when it comes to, so if you like have an illusory being that you perceive as being a real person, and you have this desire to kill them, like, there's still going to be some kind of negativity to this because you have the desire to take away a life, even though maybe you didn't actually go through and, let's say, kill them with a weapon of some kind, shoot them with a gun or something like that. But realist is thinking, well, it's not, you can't distinguish whether it's a virtuous or non-virtuous because the recipient of that action doesn't actually have a mind, is illusion-like. So therefore, you wouldn't be accumulating any kind of virtue or non-virtue because that thing doesn't, that other object, its illusion is just, a mere appearance. It's not an actual being.
Oh yeah, that ni ma kang ba ni ba sum ba gyumi sem dang dem ba la senam dang ni dig ba jung us din de yin zang ta sim jen gyuma ta bi sim jen sim jen nam yang gyuma ta bi sim jen re sim jen ge sem de an gyuma ta bi sem re din de yin zang gyumi gyuma ta bi sem dang dem bi sim jen gyuma ta bi sem dang dem bi ani gyuma ta ta bi sim jen se ba yin na digba dang simjen de dang la pen ta ba yin na gewa jungwa de senam jungwa de ta yonggi re es o ta gyuma gyumi sem dang dem bi simjen la pen ta be senam dang ne ba che be digba jungwa yin no s ta khang dar ja pen na phagi na gyumi sem dang dem bi gyumi tru ba gi gyumi tru bi ta simjen de la pen ta ba dang ne ba la yang gyun long gi wang gi senam dang digba jungwa yo re es digba nge shi me na yang rwa gyun long gi wang gi digba joi digba dang senam jungwa yo re es o gyun long sang bo ji gi ko ne gyu mi ta de la o ta ning je je ba dang cham ba je ba yin senam yong gi yo re ha gyumi ta de la ta chenyi ba tu ne gyun long ngem ba chi gi se sim ge bi go ne ani gyumi ta de ne ba chi ye de sam ba ge ba yin se ba yin ani de la dik ba yong gi re s kang dar ja gyumi sem dang den bi sem je la pen ta be sem se nam dang ani ne ba che ba yin dik ba jung wa yin no din de yin zang gyuma ta bi gyuma me na yang sim je la gyuma dang dravi tenpa meba gyuma dang dravi simjian la yang pen taba dang neba le ani senam da digba yonggi res rangshin meba tsungbe sem yeme du o tati yino os te dire.
So here then going into the second half of this verse, so again The sort of realist is thinking like, well, you can't talk about there being harm because these illusions don't have a really truly existent mind. But the response to that is, well, the beings that are illusory-like, they also are sort of have illusory-like minds. And it is by benefiting those illusory-like beings that merit arises, and by harming those illusory-like beings that negative consequences, non-merit or non-virtue arises. So even in relation to just perceiving another object, another being, and say having the desire to benefit them, that positive motivation accumulates a kind of mental karma. And the sort of thought, if we have a negative motivation toward an illusion-like being, like see an illusory horse and we think, oh, I want to kill that horse, there's a kind of fault, a non-virtue that comes from that negative motivation, that wish to do harm. But even when we carry through those actions say, harm an illusory-like sentient being with an illusory-like mind, that leads to non-virtue. And when we cause some sort of benefit to come to illusory-like beings, that leads to benefit, that leads to virtue. So even though they are like illusions, this is the way that karmic results come about.
Oh, yeah, that means the day show, huh? Da kang tar ja digi kare sigi yore sina da tenda kang ta mangbo kong la xie di kasang nganzo da che tam ja rang xin ji me ba re se uma tan ju we ta wa da o kang tar ja san je chum den de ji a ani gong ba ge sina mi du ta wa tar tu de ani che tam ja rang xin ji tong ba a rang gi ngoi rang gi chen ji ma du ba rang gi ngene chu ba 중세점이야 매바 탐제 아니 현라 락레바던 현라 때네 중과 딘데 장장레 마도 랑기 모에 추바다 랑 신지 추바다 딘데 지에 요 말레스 딘데 라발라 딘이 망보지기다 심제 망보지라 토발레기요라 체 우마 탄주비 아니 딘데스다 상전 좀 되는 이 공비 타르득대 체담자 랑 신지 매바레 스데와 데와 잡용디 아니 텔라다 심제 망보지라 토발레고 랑 신지 매나 아니 랑 신지 매바스에게 된다데 고아 약본만이디 좀바 네바만이디 아니 심제 망보지기 삼로나라 랑 신지 매나 아니 다 남샤 망보지 가족이두스 아니 상전의 최다 군디 가 요 요레 시에다 아니 코아다 냥데 시에 디조야 남샤 디조야 아니 가족이 두스 코르데기 남샤 아니 아 제와 렘바다 아니 게 세남다 디바다 세남 시에기 아니 디바 두 디바 디카르자 디바 빵 게와 두 시에 딘데기 남샤야 메바 차도기 두 섬네 아니 딘데스다 토바 망볼레기 요 어 딘도 레레레레 라티니 가족이 마레스 레레레레 제바르다 디니마
So here, then, what we have been talking about in this section is, now it's been expressed that the ultimate kind of intention of the Buddha is that all phenomena are lacking any kind of true existence, any sort of inherent existence, existence by way of their own characteristics or from their own side. Rather, the Buddha has expressed that all phenomena are dependent, are interdependent, are contingent upon others, and so forth. And so in making this kind of assertion that the intention of the Buddha is that all phenomena are lacking true existence, or lacking this kind of inherent existence, there are many beings who will have a kind of qualm or a doubt that arises with respect to that. They think, well, if all phenomena are lacking that kind of inherent existence, then how could there possibly be, say, the attainment of Buddhahood? How can we talk about there being virtue and non-virtue? How can we sort of talk about there being any kind of a way that sentient beings could take rebirth? And so here, the section that we've been going through is addressing those kinds of doubts that might arise. when someone hears that the intention of the Buddha is that all phenomena are lacking this kind of inherent existence, there's sort of ways in which we can misunderstand that, think that, well, if that's the case, then there isn't any way to posit phenomena conventionally, or there isn't any way that we can talk about there being rebirth, or there isn't any way we could distinguish between virtue and non-virtue. So here, these are the sort of qualms that are being addressed in order to show that all of those things, like cause and effect, are still logically tenable within all phenomena lacking inherent existence.
Oh, yeah, that. Ani jerimbuche dor dom jaba ina jerimbuche tenre tebe nala ani rangshinji mena chetamje rangshinji matuba yinzang ani jewa dang gakba dang nyangde da kowa dang nyangde jewa dang gakba chiwa dang chipo da jewa lemba ani senam da digba da jewa o simje da sangje Oh, then they jabs drawyugi conjota and jabs drongengi koy simje or dinde namshatamja tegire se pena chenam kasi ta ranshin men meba ina dizu sama tegire ranshinji tubna and chikan tegi mare dizu sama tegi mare so dojo la pa sumbare oh dende debanal kare chenam ranshin gayena nyange deba mirunshin drugin doba meba sums jerimbuchi Che nam rangshin ga ye na siddhi che rangshin ji tuba kesi che rangshin ji tuba jik yoba yi na si ore Che nam rangshin ga ye na Ani kare yongri esi na tini nyangen deba mirungshin Tregin dokba meba sungse nyangde esi ye deya yongki maare Kowa da nyangde esi Nyangde me na kowa ya yongshin ki maare esi Rangshin che tamje rangshin ji che rangshin ji tubi che gashik ye na Ani nyangde deba mirungshin siddhi nyangde ya yongshin ki maare esi Nyangde mena ani tele kowa siye jiya yongshin ma ani kowa da nyangde yongshin ma res. O di kowa da nyangde mena, tini kare yungu senam da yeshi, senam digba da senam, o langja da torja, o dindegi namsha ya yongshin ma re. O dindegi zang, chenam rangshin gaye na nyangde deba mirungshin, trekin dokba meba sungsi, trekin dokba meba sungsi di treba siddhi zamba ta, Tendrup la sopi, ani kangtar jang nyemong la sopa dizo, tenzing la sopi, ta tenzing ki treba, ani tendrup ki treba, tenzing ki ninang ki treba, sigura ta tenzing la sopi nyemong pa dizo changma doya yongshin ki, doya yong ki mares, dotup ki mares, rangshin ki ga, chenam rangshin ki ga ye na, ani tenpa chupa siye deyang meba tongya yong ki mare, Ani tela tene tenzing siye tena doya yomare tenzing ki marikba matona te jebi chaso nyemon dizo doya yomare te doya mena te teta ki jebi dunga dizo koi dunga dizo doya yomare tini ta kale jamni ani pendo yomare siya o disigore rangshin ki yena ani jen dizo jungi re mato rangshin ki mena jen dizo jungi mare si ta jerumbuje domdirwa
So, here, then, as Jay Lama Tsongkhapa has expressed in his praise of dependent origination, here, if it were the case that there was some sort of intrinsic nature to phenomena, then there would be sort of faults that would follow from that. He says, because intrinsic nature cannot be negated, if phenomena possess some intrinsic nature, then nirvana would become impossible and elaborations could not be ceased, you taught. So if it were the case that there was some sort of real, true, inherent existence to phenomena, then we wouldn't actually be able to speak of attaining nirvana. It would become impossible to attain nirvana because you couldn't eliminate that kind of grasping at such an intrinsic nature. The sort of, this is referred to variously as that appearance of true existence, of the dualistic appearance and grasping. One couldn't overcome that, and thereby nirvana would become impossible, and elaborations could not be ceased. So our elaborations, the sort of positing or the sort of elaborations of true existence, our grasping at things as being truly existence, could not be overcome. So rather than the sort of faults that would come from a lack of true existence. Here, Jelama Tsongkhapa is pointing out that there are serious faults or flaws that would occur if you did try to assert that there were some kind of inherent existence. Like, say, nirvana would become impossible, which is one of the biggest things that would occur.
Oh, yeah, that must be something.
So we'll stop there for today.
Dāgī jīnyē zābī gyāwā dī dāndā dōwā gūnlā gāngbēn dā jēbara jēcīn lōsān dāwā yī dāmbī nīngbō rīndū zājī jō chāngchū sēmchō rīmbō jē mājī pānam jē jū jī jēvā nyāmbā mē kūnē kūndū bēvā jō tōnyī tāwā rīmbō jē mājī pānam jē jū jī jēvā nyāmbā mē vāyāng kūnē kūndū bēvā jō pāma sīmjēn tamjē dēdāng dēngyū jī ngēnchō tamjē tātū tōng chāngchū sēmbā kāngnā sū jū vā dēdā kūnyē mēlam jū jū rū jī jāmbā bāvē jītā tēmbā tāng kūndū sāngbō dēyāng dēshīn dē dēdā kūnyē jī sū tāl Gewa dida tamje rabdu ngô, tisun shibi jawa tamje ji ngôwa kangla chotu ngakwa de dagi kiwi zawa digin sangpo jeje rabdu ngôwa raji. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Geshe.